Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud in Meseches Nazir, is the 1123rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue with other statements of Kabbalah's HaNazir, and we're going to actually start off with quite a strange statements of acceptance of Nazirus. For example, the opening line in the Mishnah is going to be if an individual says that if this para stands, I will become a Nazir. So, generally, that statement is not that he really wants to take Nazirus, but that he wants to show how convinced he is that the para, the cow, is not going to stand. Of course, this will take us into a new terrain that we haven't discussed up until now, and that is the roles of making a statement of Nazirus with a condition. Howard Daff will analyze that and will compare it to the statement of Nazirus that was also strange, that was the statement in the beginning of our Perek on Daf Tes, and that is the Machlokis that we had on yesterday's Daf between Beishamah and Beisila. Somebody says, Hareini Nazir min ha-groigris u min ha-dvela. Let's Bezer Hashem begin. Two lines on the top and Daf Yud Amr Aleph. Amar, if an individual said, Amra para zu, it is said about this cow, and here we need to add in that this cow will not be able to stand much longer. And Hareini Nazira im amda amedes, and I'm going to become a nazir from its meat if it stands. Here Nazira means a nazir from it, and with a mapike. And that refers to being a nazir from its meat. So it's a very strange statement of Nazirus. Or someone who sees a door that's closed, that's tight, and he says to himself, Hadeles hazeh, that this door, people think, cannot become open. Hareini Nazira, I am going to become a nazir, again, from this door, im niftach, Ani, if I'm able to open it. Beishamay Amr Nazir. Beishamay says that somehow this guy became a Nazir. Ubeisil Amrim ain't a Nazir. And Beisilel says that he's not going to be a Nazir. So we're going to need to explain, of course, the Shita of Beishamay. Number one is the relationship between condition and Nazir. Okay, that is not so Mechudash. But also, he said that he was going to be a Nazir from the meat of the cow, a Nazir from the door. What in the world does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Afkishon beishamrei loymrim ela ba'omer harei parazu alai carbon im omedes he. Even beishamrei only says that he's going to be a nazir if the reason why the para is going to become aser is he says that the para is going to be like a carbon if it stands, and then in such a case the para becomes aser tim the neder, and now we're getting a window into the shita of the Tadakama Bidas Beishamay. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that we consider it a neder. The power is going to be considered like a carbon. But the Tanakama is somehow going to say that we take the first statement of being a nazir and we turn that into being a regular nazir of Dine Torah. The Gemara, of course, is quite curious how we turn the statement of the para into nazirus. Says the Gemara, para mika mishtai. The Gemara initially does not translate the Mishnah at all like we did, because we translate it according to the Maskana, but the Gemara assumes that the para was the one that was talking. Amra para zu, the para said, Hareini Nazira. Asks the Gemara, can a para speak? Amra rami barchama hachem ayiskinan. No. Kegoin, along the lines of what we explained when we read the Mishnah, Shaisa para vutza lefanav. There was a para that was falling in front of him, or walking in front of him. Va'amar, and the individual who was in said, Kisvura, it seems parazu eino nemedis, that the para is not going to stand. Hareini nazir, I'm going to be a nazir, mi bisara, from its meat. Im omedes me'ala, if it's able to stand on its own, va'amdo me'ala. Va'olchu, and it stood up and walked away. Now we get the I into the machlokas. Beis Shammai l'shita son, u Beis Hillel l'shita son. And the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Daf Yud in Nazir is the same machlokas as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on Daf Tes in Nazir that we learned yesterday.
Beis Shammai d'amri min ha-gregris u'minit ve'la havi Nazir. Beis Shammai, who on Daf Tes is of the opinion that a person who says Hareini Nazir, and then even though he says some halachic nonsense, min ha-grogris u'min ha-dvela, that the nazirus is going to be from grogris and dvela, that's nonsense because nazirus has nothing to do with dates or figs. And what do? According to some mafarshim, we're going to learn, like the first explanation of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that we ignore the second statement, min ha-grogris u'min ha-dvela. And once he says Hareini Nazir, immediately the Nazirus is Chal. So too, over here, we're going to say the exact same thing. Once the individual says Hareini Nazir, we're going to chap his words Hareini Nazir, and we're going to ignore that he's saying from Mibsara Shel Para. In contrast to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Layavi Nazir. Beis Hillel said by Min HaGrogris and Min Advela, then he says, Hareini Nazir Min HaGrogris Min Advela. We look at the nonsense of the second half of the statement, and we ignore the next part, the original statement, Hareini Nazir, because the Toch Kedei Dibur, he said nonsense, so we throw out the whole thing. If you're going to say that this is the Machlokis, V'amrua Beis Shammai Choda Zimna, we already learned this as the position of Beis Shammai once. In other words, we already learned that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that we ignore the second half of the nonsense. So why do we have two Mishnayos repeating the exact same thing? Amar Rava Tarti Tzlas. The Tana is coming to tell us this in two or three different instances. In other words, he's giving us examples. My father Shlita came to the shir in the beginning of this man, and he said, Chaim, you should have given more examples of this idea. So too over here, Tarti Tlas, the Tana is giving us more examples. V'chein Tana Rabbi Chia, Tarti Tlas. We see this Rabbi Chia in the Brises of Rabbi Chia, he gave two or three examples. V'chein Tana Rabbi Chia, Tarti Tlas. And so too Rabbi Chia learned two or three examples. V'chein Rabbi Ishiya, these are all different Tanoim, that at different Brises, they also learned Tarti Tlas. Utsricha. And why do I need different examples? Each one of them is going to bring out a different point. Diatmar Baha. In the case of Hareini Nazir, Grogris Udvela, Baha Grogris Udvela, Hasam Udamri Beis Shammai. I would have thought it's not entirely nonsense. Because over there, Beis Shammai says, Hami Nazir Mishum de Michlefun Abanovim, that they could get confused with grapes. In other words, he said, plain him Grogris. What he means is Nazirus from grapes, and therefore it's not halachic nonsense. However, Aval Basir, but we're talking about the meat of a cow, Banovim lo michlaf, V'yitmar Basir, and if it would have said, by Basir, Beis Shammai ignores the nonsense in the second half of the statement, Hacho hu da'ami Beis Shammai ebnazim bisra v'chamra. In such a case, then he would say that he's saying a nazir from meat and wine. Chamra means wine. So that means when he's referring to meat, he's referring to a meat meal. And in those days, what went with a meat meal? Wine. So that's a little bit connected to nazirus, and it's not considered nonsense. Aval gros u'dveilu lo kamash malon. V'yit marhani tarti. And if we would have only these two cases, hanu dekarim Beis Shammai. Aval deles. What about the seifa? The seifa is he's taking a neder of Nazirus if he's able to open the door. So, Amy Modela Beis Hillel, I would have thought that he's Moda to Beis Hillel, that that's really nonsense, because what does Nazirus have to do with opening a door? The Eton of Delas, and if it would have only said the case of Delet, the door, Baha Kamri Beis Hillel, that's when Beis Hillel said his thing. Aval Baha Tarti, Amy Modela Beis Shammai. But in the other two cases, maybe he'd be Moda to Beis Shammai. In other words, Beis Hillel would only say that's considered nonsense when we're talking about Nazirus and a door. But if we're talking about Nazirus and Te'enim Grogorus, so then those might have been mixed up with grapes. He means grapes. Or meat. Meat has wine in its meal. So Eimim Moedilu Beis Shammai, Tamash Malon, Deloi. So we need all three cases to tell us that Beis Hillel does not agree in those areas as well. Amar Rav. Rava comes along and Rava asks on Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had taught us in our case that if the fellow is standing in front of a para that seems to be collapsing, and he says that I am going to be a nazir from the meat of this para if it stands. So somehow we take the first part of the statement, Hareini Nazir, according to Beis Shammai, and we turn that into Nazirus. Now, Rava challenges that explanation of Rabbi Bar Chama in the following way. Five lines from the bottom on Yudam Nav. Amar Rava, Miktani im Amda Mehaleha. Does it say that the cow is going to stand by itself? It doesn't say im Amda Mehaleha. In other words, what Rava is challenging Rami Bar Chama on is that Rami Bar Chama says that there was a condition that was added that he's going to be a Nazir if it's going to stand up, and that's not mentioned at all in the Mishnah, that it stood up, and it was entirely dependent on that condition. Elam Rava. So Rava gives a modified version of the Pshat in the Mishnah of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Kigein Shaisa Para Rvutza Lefanav. There was a para that was falling down due to its weight. Va'amar Harei Alei Korban. And the Noder says, I'm going to be a Nazir from its meat, in the sense that I will bring it for a carbon. If it stands, I'm going to bring it as a carbon. Tosis adds that he's saying it im amda, im lo amda, says Tosis five lines from the bottom, that he's saying, I'm going to bring it as a carbon. I want it to stand to be able to bring it as a carbon, but I'm being a Nazir and I'm hoping that if it stands, I'll bring it as a carbon. So here, it's not dependent on any fulfillment of a Tanai, and we don't have Ikar Chasim in a Sefer. So again, let's read Rava's words. Amar Rava Goyin Shaisa Parah Revutza Lefanav. There's a parah that's falling in front of him. Va'amar Harei Alei Karbon. And he says, it's going to be a carbon for me. In other words, this is going to be a carbon for my Nazirus, and I hope that I'm going to be able to bring it as a carbon that won't fall apart. Beautiful. So here, there's no condition. Here it's going to be a carbon for his Nazirus. Analyze the Gemara. Bishlema para bas carboni. I understand when it comes to the para, so then that makes sense, that he's saying he's going to bring the para as a carbon. Ella, but what about the Seif of the Mishnah? Delas bas carboni. But remember, we also had another case in the Mishnah, four lines on the top of the Mishnah, where he says, Ani Omer hadelas hazeh, Hareini Nazira im niftach. It will be a nazir to me if I open up the door. So what type of carbon is this? El adelas bas carboni, el amarava kigoyin shayisa paravu tzalefanev. We have to learn a different case. Va'amar, the par is in front of him. Va'amar, and he says, Hareini nazir miyayin. I'm going to be a nazir from wine. Imlo amda, if the para does not stand up. Ve'amda me'ala, and it did stand up. Be'shamay armim torfe dahai gavra. This fellow, torpe means his intention was made clear. Mishum ukme biyadehu. He's trying to show that he could put up this animal. Ukme biyade, he's able to put him up. V'halo ukma. He wasn't able to stand up the animal, and the animal stood up on his own. So he was mekabel nazirus in order to show that he's able to prop up the animal. So even in a case where he didn't have to show his strength, nevertheless, there still is a nazirus. Because he says he's going to be a nazir if he doesn't have the ability to put up the animal. So now he didn't put the animal up, and therefore, in such a case, he said that he's going to be mekabel the nazirus, v'lo ukme. He didn't put it up, and therefore he becomes a nazir. Tosis is bothered halfway through Dibur HaMaskil Beis Shammai that the truth is the question that Rava had asked on Rami Bar Chama could also be asked on Rava's now pshat. Rava's pshat asks Tosis about seven lines into the before the wide in the narrow. That just like Rava had objected to Rami Bar Chama, that the condition is not mentioned in the Mishnah, that it didn't stand up, so too over here, the condition should be mentioned. Tosis at the end of the day says that you have to say Chisurei Mechsera, that there was something that's missing in the Mishnah, and that really makes the Pshat in this Gemara very difficult, because at the end of the day, if you're going to say Chisurei Mechsera within Rava, why don't you say it to Rami Bar Chama as well? Sarich Iyun. Ubeis Hillel Savri. Either way, the case is that he says that he's strong enough. Expression that some use is strong like bull. He's a strong like bull that he's going to be able to prop up the bull. And he didn't prop up the bull, so then in such a case, he becomes a Nazir. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Savri Mishum de Reviyahu Vakamt. That at the end of the day, the para is falling over, and he wants to show that he's sure that the animal is going to stand up, and the animal stood up, whether he propped it up or not. At the end of the day, the animal stood up, and therefore he said only if it's not going to stand up that he's going to become Nazir. Here the animal stood up, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about whether he's showing off his strength or he's showing off the ability of the animal to stand up. And the condition was that he's going to become a Nazir only if the animal doesn't stand up, argues Beis Hillel, and here he stood up. Ask the Gemara on Rava's Pshat, Yachim HaSeifa. But the Seifa is difficult. Amar Rav Yehuda taught, Afkish Amru Beis Shammai, even the Shita of Beis Shammai, that the Nazirus is going to work. We learned in our Mishnah, Lo Yamaru Ela Ba'imer Harei Heina Olai Karbon, if he says that he wants the animal to be Aser Tim and Karbon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda has an entirely different take on Beis Shammai. As we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that the animal is going to be Aser as a Neder, and therefore has nothing to do with Nazirus. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Para Mikamat bis ba midi, but could a para have upon it a halacha of neder? Explains Tosis Dibar Maskil Ema Seifa. At the end of the day, on the top line on Yuda Amabez, we learned that the guy said Hareini Nazir Miyayin. He expressly state, according to this teretz of Rava, that he's going to become a Nazir. So why would we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a halacha of that the behema is usher to him as a neder? So that's the Gemara's question, according to Rava's pshat lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Ela, but rather the Gemara gives another pshat. Kigoin to Amar Hareini Nazir mi besara. I'm going to be a nazir from the meat of the animal in lo amda, if it doesn't stand up. Va amda meale, and it stood up. Beishamai savri tarfedu gavra mishamuk bibiyadihu. That this guy is trying to show off that he's able to pick the animal up and he's accepting Nazirus on himself. If he doesn't pick it up, and he didn't pick it up, the animal picked itself up. Ubeis Hillel Savri Turfidai Gavra, and Beis Hillel disagrees, as we explained before, that this guy's thinking is he wants to show off Mishum Okme Mishum Duravia, that he wants to show that the animal is able to pick itself up. Valkamp, and it picked up. And therefore, we have a similar machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we had before. However, Reb Yehuda says that Beis Shammai says that the Nazirus is nachal on him because he said, Hareini Nazir mi Bisara. Not like Rav had suggested on the top line, Hareini Nazir mi Yayin, but rather he says, Hareini Nazir mi Bisara. So that's going to be the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, that it's asertim alts neder, but not alts nazirus. Says the Gemara, if we're going to say that that is the pshat, Ubeis Hillel Savri, does Beis Hillel hold Eloi Kams have a nazir? That if the animal doesn't get up, we would say that the guy would be a nazir? Va amri biv sarah lo ave nazir. But didn't we say, according to Beis Hillel, that the Lashon Mibsara is not a Lashon of Nazirus? In other words, the Gemara assumes that Beis Hillel is always of the opinion that you say, Hareini Nazir Mibsara, that sounds like that the only thing that you're doing is making yourself Asar to the Basar. But where do you see Nazirus? Now, we just explained that the argument of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai revolves around the fact of whether he fulfilled the Tanai or not. Even if you say that according to Beis Hillel, he would not have fulfilled the Tanai, nevertheless he should not be a Nazir, not because he didn't fulfill the Tanai, but for a totally different reason. But because Nazir Mibsara is not a appropriate Lashon of Nazirus. Says the Gemara, L'tamayu de Beis Shammai Ka'amri. We have to learn then that Beis Hillel is arguing according to Beis Shammai's reason. Lididon, according to me, Beis Hillel say, afilo kamta nami lo havi nazir. Even if the condition was fulfilled, he's still not going to be a nazir because the lashon was inappropriate. He said, a rainy nazir mibsara. Liditru, but you, Beis Shammai, damrisa havi nazir, that lashon is appropriate. Odala mian. You should be moded to me in this case. Odalon mias. Ditarfe dadin gavra mishum de revia. That this guy is just showing off that he wants the animal to stand up, and it's not about him pushing it up, so therefore the condition was fulfilled because the animal stood up, and therefore he should not be a Nazir, because he said it will only be a Nazir if the animal is not going to stand up. Ubei Shammai, and Beis Shammai is going to disagree. The guy is trying to show up how strong he is, and at the end of the day, he didn't prop up this animal. Be'ezras Hashem Yisparek. This concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Nazir. Let us review today's Daf. On our Daf, we had learned a very strange formulation that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about. If a person says, Parazu Hareini Nazira Imo Medes, so then in such a case, he is considered Nazir according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. We have two explanations, at least in the Gemara, of what is the crux of Machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The explanation of Rami Bar Chama is that this is a repeat of the Machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that we learn that Beis Hillel says that we can't ignore any silliness that's said in the statement of a Nazir, when someone becomes a Nazir, and that we saw in Beis Hillel on Daf Tes, that a person says, Arein Nazir Megrogris, it's not considered halachic Nazirus. Beis Shammai over there disagrees with Beis Hillel. Ram Bar Chama suggests the same thing over here. He said, Hareini Nazira, and if he says Hareini Nazira, he's going to be a Nazir Mibsara from its flesh. So Beis Shammai says that we ignore the silliness of Mibsara, while Beis Hillel says that we don't, and therefore Nazirus doesn't take effect. The Gemara questions the approach of Rami Bar Chama, and then Rava suggests a few possible explanations. Ultimately, Rava's explanation is that the Machlokis revolves around the fact that he said, Hareini Nazir Mibsara Im Lo Amda Va'amda Me'aleh. I'm going to be a Nazir from its meat if it doesn't stand, and it ultimately stood up. So, Beis Shammai says that his intention was that he was going to prop up the animal, and at the end of the day, he didn't prop up the animal, therefore he's a Nazir. And Beis Shammai ignores the fact that Mibsara means that he's going to have the meat is going to be Asur to him, while Beis Hillel is of the opinion that since the animal was ultimately propped up, he never accepted Nazirus upon himself. That's how Rava learns it, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be of the opinion in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet that we were not masbir in the review, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be of the opinion that if he says Mibsara, in such a case, that is a neder like Harei Parazua, like Karbon, and it's a neder, but no halachos of Nazirus. That is Rabbi Yehuda's position, that according to Beis Shammai, the animal is going to be usher to him as a neder, but not going to be usher to him as Nazirus. This is the Mishnah and Gemara on Daf Yud. This Beis Hashem concludes today's Daf.